Listen, can you hear the cries of the people? Be merciful to me, Lord, for I am faint. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are in agony. My soul is in anguish. How long, O Lord, how long? Turn, O Lord, and deliver me. Save me because of your unfailing love. I am worn out from groaning all night long, and I flood my bed with weeping and drench my couch with tears. Psalm 6, verses 2 through 6. Good morning and welcome to Do Their Message. My name is Rhonda, and I come to you from Foundations Bible Church in Winnebago, Minnesota. Worship begins each Sunday morning at 10:15, and we would be honored to have you come and join us as we gather to worship the Lord. From Isaiah 11:1-2, a shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse, and from his roots a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of power, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And from Isaiah 42, here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I will put my Spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations. He will not shout or cry out or raise his voice in the streets, and a bruised reed he will not break, and the smoldering wick he will not stuff out. Lord, hear our prayers we call out to you for healing, the healing of our bodies, of our souls, and of our spirits. Heal us, O Lord, we pray. The book of Matthew starts out listing the genealogy of Jesus, and as part of it we read from Matthew 1:22-23, all of this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Isaiah had already prophesied that for unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. And from Luke 2:15-18, after the birth of Jesus, when the angels had left them, the shepherds, and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." And so they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had said to them. And so then, as the child grew and soon entered into the ministry that had brought him to the earth, that which had brought the Son of God to dwell upon his creation and amongst those he created, we read in Luke 4:17-21. He went up to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. And he stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. And the eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began by saying to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." Word of his healing the blind, the deaf, and the sick, of healing the lepers, soon spread. And there were those who came needing to be touched by him, and those who came wanting to touch only the garment that he wore. Theirs was to faith in the healing powers of this man with divine powers. His name, Jesus. And from Matthew 10, when John heard in prison what Christ was doing, he sent his disciples to ask him, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else?" And Jesus replied, "Go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, and those who have leprosy are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is preached to the poor." What had once been revealed as prophecy, a fulfilling of God's word at a future date, now standing amongst the people, was the Son of God, now Son of Man also, and prophecy being fulfilled as promised by God the Father. Two examples of those seeking the hand of Jesus and the miracle of healing from Mark 5. When Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. And then one of the synagogue rulers named Jairus came there, And seeing Jesus, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him, "My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hand on her so that she will be healed and live." And so Jesus went with him, and a large crowd followed and pressed around him. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. And yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. And when she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak because she thought, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed." Immediately her bleeding stopped and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. And at once Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" "You see the people crowding against you," his disciple answered, "and yet you can ask, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. And then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." Both the high and the low came to Jesus. Both of these people fell at the feet of Jesus, and both would see the miracle of deliverance and healing. They would be witness to the power of Christ Jesus. It is in belief, even though it may be but the size of a mustard seed, that faith, having been planted in us by what we have witnessed around us or in our own lives, it gives room for the Lord to work in our lives. We open the door to him. We want to see what he will do. And then we proclaim to all that will listen just what it is that he has done. Healing, though, is not just of the physical nature. When we believe that, we are attempting to put the power of Jesus in a box and limiting what he can do in our lives. In a sense, we are robbing ourselves of the blessings that the Lord has in store for us. Healing is so much more. It is being released from the bondage of pain in our minds, in our soul, in our thinking, in our beliefs. It is being set free from the oppression of limited abilities. It is in seeing that we are not able to do for ourselves what must be done and what only the Lord is able to do. For we are reminded from Acts 4:12, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved." We suffer for many reasons, with much of what comes our way having been brought upon us by ourselves and the choices that we make. There are those times, though, that our suffering is brought about us by the choice of others, by what they have said or done to us. Why we suffer, we do not always know. That we suffer, none would deny. These passages that we have looked at today speak of so much more than the obvious physical healing. They speak of the spiritual healing, of the gift of salvation. Notice that Jesus asked nothing of either of these two who came to him that day and asked for healing or believed that healing for them was possible. The options other than coming to Jesus were none that had proven to be what needed to be done. And so it was to Jesus that their faith took them. You, no matter who you are, claimed to be, cannot encounter Jesus and not walk away changed. Healing does not stop in one area or part of your life. It changes your life. That is what an encounter with Jesus will do. It will change your life. So seek out the Lord today for your life. It is worth fighting for and preserving and living to its fullest. That potential can only be made to you through the Word of God and His Christ, who gave life to the world and, after having that peaceful life shattered, then came and restored all who would seek Him. To them He would give the opportunity for rebirth, and from that, not to return to sinful ways of man, but to seek out and follow the paths of righteousness, for they will lead you home to be with the Lord Jesus, your deliverer. May you find the peace of the Lord, and may it cover over you. May you experience healing in all the ways that are possible to you through the Lord Jesus Christ. And may the blessing of the Lord rain upon you, and your love for him burn as fire in your bones. And may praises raise from your lips for the things that he has done, and the glory of the Lord always walk before you. Who is this Jesus? He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And it is to him one day that every knee on earth and under the earth and in heaven will bow before, and they will confess that he is Lord, and all this to the glory of God.